This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Our very own Celtics insider, Mego, is here. Hello.
Hi, it's been a while.
Yes, yes. Courtney is back, and the two of you together after Galentine's
Courtney,
Day.
I can't do that. Yesterday, it happened again. I went home. I went to bed at, 12:30. I woke up at 2, and I was like,
then
I'm going
right
to throw up.
Sleep.
What day is it? Is it Saturday? Yeah, like, yeah. I got other crap to do. Now I got to get my stupid ass to the gym.
It's a 20-minute nap.
To try to, like,
most.
Stay yeah. in shape. Yeah.
20 minutes.
God bless you all.
It throws off your circadian rhythm or whatever they call it. We talked a little bit about All-Star stuff yesterday, but I did enjoy Jaylen Brown practically demanding an All-Star game here in our city.
It was really nice because Jaylen is like a Bay Area guy because he went to Cal and he's very proud of that. And he does a lot of stuff out there off the court. And so he was saying a lot of nice things about the Bay. And then when they asked him about where would you want the All-Star game and about getting it to Boston, he said something along the lines, I'm going to paraphrase, of like, yeah, I think it would be like, there wouldn't be empty seats here. It's a bit of an elbow.
It's been 61 years since there was an NBA All-Star game in Boston, which seems kind of ridiculous.
Well, so there are rules, I believe, around the All-Star game because it's not just the game itself. As we know, it's the whole weekend. And these rules are so esoteric. They're so random. It's like you have to have an expo center that's a certain square footage, and the expo centers that currently exist in Boston are just a little bit short of that, including the one in the Seaport, to which I'd say, okay, there's like four hotels across the street from that expo center because it's an expo center.
Right. Can we get a waiver or something?
Overflow
like
into one of the ballrooms. Right, like these should not be the, if you want to get more attention on All-Star Weekend, put it in a city that is one of the tent poles of the league, which is Boston. Right.
Also, add a little bit more space. Like, there's plenty of room off the back of that expo center. And I live very close to it, and just add more. If they're just short, it's like, and I'm with you because Jaylen Brown, love him, but everybody is always like, he hates Boston. For him to say that, it was a clear indicator that he does not hate it here.
He knows that the city has juice when it comes to basketball and that they would come out for an All-Star game.
Right.
Like,
yep.
The city does love basketball.
Hopefully by that time it'll be Team USA versus the world.
Yes.
But that'd be pretty cool
if
they could have it here.
If there's such a demand for basketball here, what do you feel about Donnie Wahlberg bringing a WNBA team?
I love it. I think they're striking at exactly the right time. I know that there's a similar proposal in St. Louis, and Jason Tatum talked about that, being a St. Louis guy at the All-Star game. I think it would just be so cool. You see the Connecticut Sun attracting a lot of fan attention and
define a lot.
Okay. I know. It's a growing league is the point.
Yes. And they're going to play in, FanWise at our court at Echelon.
Again, it's a growing league.
I understand it's growing.
It's been growing for 30 years.
Are you going to act like it's not growing in a different way with the Caitlin Clark phenomenon?
It is, but do you feel like there's been comments, Caitlin Clark's never going to make enough money than what she's worth. Like, she's such a good basketball player, the WNBA can't afford her.
Well, the league always loses money, so that's the biggest issue, right? The league... The WNBA lost, what, 40 or 50 million last season. So it's hard for you to say somebody needs to be paid more when your league is losing money.
Right, but I agree with that. But she's also, let's not pretend like she's not the catalyst as to why it's not just the WNBA. The attention on women's college basketball has just exploded in recent years. If they can keep that momentum going, and it's on the league and it's on the college game to keep that momentum going and support the stars that fans feel compelled to watch... Then you've got something different working.
Like, the interest in women's NCAA basketball does not translate to the pros.
And I watch Unrivaled. Unrivaled is not doing anything. Even the NCAA women's basketball, fans still like it, but...
They don't have the drama.
There's no drama there. Yeah. You know, Juju Watkins is a tremendous player for USC. And there's no real drama there with the players. The biggest drama that we heard about was South Carolina playing the girl, what's her name, from LSU.
I mean, we're not even a March Madness yet.
What's the drama going on with NCAA men's? College men's basketball. I agree with you. I just feel like it's going to be very difficult because you want to, like you said, sustain some of that. It might have been cool. I was hoping that she played an Unrivaled maybe to play and kind of keep some of that momentum going. But now it's like, all right, we got to wait till the next season of the WNBA.
I'm not going to pretend like there's not major challenges to women's basketball. Right. I just think that it's cool that you get a high-profile person locally like Donnie Wahlberg and a group that's trying to push for that to have a place in Boston.
Yeah.
That's awesome to me.
But the biggest issue for women's sports is that women, by and large, don't support it.
Yeah, like Wiggy's probably the biggest supporter I know. Wiggy watches a decent amount of women's basketball.
Right. And that's because of the drama. And the W. I actually like watching women's college basketball.
The OnlyFans models that sometimes.
I wouldn't paint with such a broad brush. Serena Williams has generations of fans at this point. My friends who are into tennis, male and female, she's the best, you know? It's not even a conversation.
Complete non sequitur, just for a minute, because you brought up OnlyFans. Did you see did you see what the average creator on OnlyFans makes?
No, and I don't want to know because it's so enticing every time.
It's the whole thing is for, except for like five people. It's an absolute joke.
Oh, it's a scam.
Variety did this whole thing. They got all the data. The average creator on OnlyFans. Any guesses? A year.
Okay, a year. I'll guess.
Yeah.
$630.
I bet lower. I bet now if you present it like that, I bet we're looking at like $123.
$2,500.
$1,300 a year. Oh, okay. $108 a month.
Wait, Wiggy, you were a little too close. why do you know that?
Well, because he said that it isn't as much as we thought it was. So, I mean, you go there, you got to be able to at least make $100 a month.
Yeah. I made $10 in my four days on there.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did.
One subscriber.
A little bit of good news Celtics-wise, I guess. Brad Stevens is not interested, said this week he's not interested in going anywhere. So whoever the new ownership group is, they will, I guess, have the luxury of having the services of Brad Stevens.
Yes, they'll inherit Brad Stevens. I was not really concerned about that. For people who weren't following, there was some speculation, maybe go back to the sidelines at Indiana, get back into the coaching game. But why would you do that now? Why would you? Unless you had a sense that whoever is going to emerge as the new owner would come in and say, we don't really like the way Brad's doing things, which nobody will say because everyone kind of unanimously agrees that right now he's the best GM in basketball.
Right.
Like, why would he jump ship?
Doesn't mean he might have that itch where he misses the passion. Didn't Pat Riley do that, though?
Yeah, he's also got kids here, though, who are playing, and you know, he's kind of at that age of a parent where he, I think he wants to have his.
So
I,
maybe
I
when they get older,
I think he probably likes his.
Do you think Sam Cassell is out?
I'm really nervous about that because his alma mater, FSU, is talking to him about going and being the head coach there. He hasn't totally ruled it out, but last I checked, he said that it wasn't, and according to Steve Bolpet, said that it wasn't any official communication yet. He would be a huge loss because he does a lot to support that team, to support Joe Mazzulla. I would not like to see Sam Cassell leave mid-season, at least make it back to the finals, and then after that, go take your opportunities.
Different sport, but you got a piece on WEEI.com today, this morning, on how the New England Patriots ought to revamp at wide receiver. And you talked to some experts.
So I talked to some receiver specialists around the country who work with professional guys across franchises just to get a sense of, like, not only with the Patriots, what they need to add to their receiver room and specifically who they should look at, who fits, who makes sense. But also, overall, when we're looking at the draft, what...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is the league getting wrong? When they're putting guys through the testing, when they're drafting guys, everybody's so focused on receiver. Here's the free agent wide receivers. Trade for this receiver. Draft this receiver. But the guys all told me the same thing that the league is getting wrong, which I thought was really interesting. But then there's some stuff in there about specifically like Deebo Samuel, what he would do here. Javon Baker, who he was last year versus who will be this year. So it was fun to write.
Yeah. There was a one interesting person that you talked about, because this could affect the Patriots, where didn't you talk to a guy that is Travis Hunter's receiving coach?
Yes, yeah.
So it's interesting to see what position he's going to play, because I think if he wants to maximize and make the most money, it's receiver. But is he more of a corner naturally, because that's his natural position, than a wide receiver? Has there been any kind of insight?
Yeah, so that was David Robinson, who's worked with Travis Hunter, and I asked him, you know, about his fit in the NFL as receiver versus corner, and his perspective was the league wants him to be a corner.
Okay.
Like, he fits as corner. He's going into the draft as a corner, but if he's not used, and I'm paraphrasing, but this is pretty much what he said, if he's not used at least 30% as a receiver at some point in the NFL, it's just such a waste of his attributes. So could you actually see somebody who's playing both sides of the ball? I know that's a speculation. It seems like he's going to lean heavily corner.
Okay.
But it's like, you don't want to, it's kind of like on a smaller level what we have with Marcus Jones here, where you're like, well, if you can throw him out there and do some stuff with them.
Right.
Yeah. First of all, everyone on the staff should know that.
You just have to let
get him out there.
The offensive coordinator know that he could do that if you get a chance.
So it'll be somebody you'll sprinkle in here and there, but he's going to come in more as a corner. Okay, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Of those that are out there, who you can only have one free agent wide receiver for this team, who do you want?
Well, I wouldn't even look at free agents at this point, because I think now that T. Higgins is tagged, you got to look at the trade market. And if you can't get DK Metcalf, he's kind of the guy who seems to be most in his prime and that you'd want to pluck from another team and put in here and make an immediate impact. If you can't get him, I'm still going Cooper Kupp. I still think that Cooper Kupp, one of the things I talk to these specialists about is the league's obsession with speed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, people who are not specialists in the wide receiver position are looking in there going, well, just find Tyreek Hill, find Tyreek Hill, find Tyreek Hill. And it's like, okay, well, the thing about Tyreek Hill is at a certain point, that's the first thing that breaks down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is your speed. So if you look at somebody like Cooper Kupp, that's somebody who has such solid hands. He only had a 2% drop rate last year. So there's the health concerns, but I think his makeup, both also what he can bring as a leader in the wide receiver room, which needs it, I think, like, he's still such a good fit for the Patriots.
Would you go, because Greg brought it up, and he brought up another player, and I know maybe he wants to go to the West Coast, but I would probably take Davante Adams over trying to trade for Cooper Kupp or Deebo Samuel. I agree, I would go DK Metcalf first, but if I had to choose between the older other guys, I would do my best to try to see if I could get Davante Adams before I go in that direction. Would you still feel the same way, or are you still Cooper Kupp all day?
Both. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, can you trade and get Davante Adams? I heard Tommy Curran speaking with, I think it was middays yesterday, talking about throw him like $65 million for 2 years, just guaranteed money, throw him the bag so that he'll come here.
Okay.
And it's like, why not? You have so much money to play with. It's going to be a conversation of, are you targeting a couple of elite talent guys, which you haven't had on your roster in years? Or are you going to do a little bit more like what the Commanders did last year, where you spread that money out among veterans at different positions and try to support your team that way?
Your Commanders.
My lovely Commanders.
Your Commanders, yes. All right. Well, it's great to see you back to back. And you can read Mego at WEEI.com.
Yeah, and please do, because there's some interesting stuff in there about Javon Baker as well.
Okay, back out into the cold. It's a little chilly.
There we go. Actually, I have to do a podcast, but then I'll be back out.
All right. Podcast.
Bye, guys.
Outside cold. There's Mego, and here's Courtney with What is Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. One day closer to the championship for the... what do you say?
No, my mic was off.
She said,
see you later. And I was like,
you were knocking things over.
Yeah, I was like, aren't you here Friday?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why.
We're one day closer to the championship that will be taking place at the TD Garden tomorrow night at 8 between U.S. and Canada. That game will be without Charlie McAvoy. Quinn Hughes will replace him. There were questions surrounding Brady and Matthew Tkachuk, but both intend to play. The Bruins aren't competing in the Four Nations. We're back at practice yesterday after a break. They took the ice without Hampus Lindholm, who's working his way back from that broken bone in his leg. Joe Sacco said there's been no setback, but he will be evaluated by the team's medical staff later this week. Tomorrow we'll also see the Celtics back in action after All-Star break. They're on the road to take on the Sixers, and it is now time to put someone in timeout.
My fault. I wasn't prepared. That's on me.
Uh-oh.
I'm a dummy. Here you go.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarket.com.
I think we're going to be split on this one.
Or we might all be unanimous.
Yeah, I mean, are you going to go Cassis or are you going to go Cora?
I'll put Cassis, Cora, and Devers, all three of them in timeout, personally, that we even have to deal with this, you know?
I kind of like that. Split it. All three. You guys are going to go with Cassis, I'm assuming?
I would put Tristan Cassis in timeout, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to put Ken in timeout. Way too much time in San Juan.
Oh, that looked like a lovely trip. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. And ground beef and turkey are now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Get cooking with 80% lean fresh ground beef or 93% lean Shady Brook Farms ground turkey. Just $2.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Greg, we used to do the Wiggy Nuggets from Belichick interviews.
Yes.
My Nugget with the Brad Stevens talk. Only people without options go back to college. feels like 9, afternoon high of 16.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.